Welcome to Here's to Your Health. I'm Dr. Carla, and today I'm going to be joined again by one of your favorite people, and that's Susan Smith-Jones. And she was staff and faculty at UCLA about being fit and healthy for over 30 years. And she's the founder and president of Health Unlimited, a Los Angeles-based consulting firm dedicated to optimal wellness, health education, and human potential. And we're really fortunate to have Susan join us monthly because she travels internationally and is constantly on the go, either writing books or being on talk shows. And today we're going to talk about aging healthfully, happily, and gracefully. Welcome to Here's to Your House, Susan. I'm so glad you could be here.
Thank you, Dr. Carla. This is a wonderful topic that we've chosen for today.
Yeah, I think that it's really an exciting time for us to be able to get together because everybody is just really excited to be able to get, you know, tips about being healthy. And I just know that you always have a bountiful amount of information to help our friends that are listening do that.
Yes, and I'll just say right up front, it was Mark Twain. We hear this line a lot, but it was Mark Twain who said it, that age is an issue of mind over matter. If you don't mind, it doesn't matter. And of course, we're all going to age, but is it possible to slow down the aging process? And I know it is. You know, how is it that some people look 10, 20, 30 years younger than their ages, and then others look 10 years older than their age? And there are things that we can all do every day to help us slow down that aging process and look and feel vibrantly healthy and alive at any age.
I would have to agree. And, you know, that's really the whole biopsychosocial. You know, we've got a little bit of genetics that contributes to how we age. But definitely, as you say, there's so many things between our lifestyle and our environment that we can do to be able to age healthy. Okay, so let's just get right to it. We have new people always listening to our program. And when you've talked before, you've talked about high-level wellness. So give us some of your thoughts on this and what changes we can expect as we grow older.
Yeah, that's a great place to start. Excellent. Now, here's my health philosophy in a nutshell, and it's beautifully described by one of my favorites, Ralph Waldo Emerson, who said, "Health is our greatest wealth." And I think anybody who thinks about that will agree. It doesn't matter what your age or your current level of health or your diet or your living habits, at any moment you can choose differently. Your new, better choices will lead to a healthier and happier life than you ever thought possible. And if you're a baby boomer like I am, keep in mind that there were once labeled changes that were milestones of growing older, like high blood pressure, fragile bones, significant memory loss, wrinkles, reduced vision, lack of energy and libido, but these are no longer considered inevitable because the diet and lifestyle choices that I recommend in my books and on my website, SusanSmithJones.com or BooksToUplift.com, will help you look and feel vibrantly alive at any age. Carla, I feel as young and exuberant as I ever did, and anybody listening can feel the same way, too.
I agree. I absolutely agree. You know, there's different illnesses that, of course, we can't always control whether we have an onset of those. And some of those can be genetically related, but others can be, you know, just from the result of living in an environment, poor diet, et cetera. But talk to us a little bit about what facets comprise health and where does commitment fit in?
Yeah, oh, I love that. So I believe that your level of health right this moment is a result of the countless choices you've made regarding your diet, exercise, what you think, what you believe, even your expectations. Now, maybe some of these have been choices that have been poor ones in the past, but we can always use our past mistakes and learn from them. And I think the one place to start is really with a commitment. Are you willing to make a commitment to your health and follow through with some self-discipline? And I see self-discipline as that ability to carry out a resolution long after the mood has left you. And there are different tips you and I will go through, some simple things you might want to think about every day to help you age more healthfully, happily, and gracefully.
So now what we want all of our listeners to do, if you, I'm going to put this up on the website, I think, your 10 tips to live a healthy, happy, and balanced life in mind, body, and spirit. And you start out with your be grateful. Tell us about how gratitude affects our health.
So important. You know, you've heard me say before to cultivate an attitude of gratitude.
Yes.
Regardless of your life circumstances or losses you've suffered, gratitude can help you. It's like this dynamic energy that allows you to exert a mighty influence on your world. It's a connecting link between you and all channels of good in your life. And when you find one thing, however small it is, that maybe simply you woke up today and you were breathing well, to be thankful for, and you hold on to that feeling for as little as 15 seconds, studies show that many subtle and beneficial physiological changes take place in your body, like the stress hormone levels decrease, coronary arteries relax, your heart rhythm becomes harmonious, you begin breathing deeper, more oxygen, and then you have a better mood. And if all this happens in 15 seconds of thinking of something for which you're grateful, think about what would happen if you chose to take a whole day to be grateful.
Yeah, and one thing I've actually, when I've lectured, is gratitude journals at the end of your day to sit down and write what you've been grateful for your day.
Yeah, I'm so glad you brought that up, because I always say, write down at least three things for which you are grateful, because you can't think about grateful things and negative things at the same time.
Yeah.
And remember that gratitude is one of the best and the greatest stress busters, because what you think about consistently brings more of the same into your life. So focus on the positive, even during difficult times, is one of the best ways to reduce and alleviate stress and transform your life.
Absolutely. I'm so glad that you talked about that. Now let's go to our next one, exercise for life. This one can be hard to make a commitment to. Talk about how we can do that.
Yes, and one of my favorite quotes by Henry David Thoreau, and it is so true. He wrote, "An early morning walk is a blessing for the whole day."
Oh,
and
I love that.
That is absolutely true, because you get those happy hormones that come out, the endorphins after a walk. Now, why is exercise the key to youthful vitality at any age? Because nothing does more to make you vibrantly healthy than a regular fitness program. It unlocks brain power, physical stamina, and mental clarity. It gives your skin a youthful glow. It puts wings under your confidence. And you just need to commit to finding a balance in what you do exercise-wise. And it should be a balance of strengthening, like weight training, stretching, like Pilates, or just stretching,
right,
and aerobic activities.
Yeah, and
you've got to make it non-negotiable and stay committed to it.
And not too aggressive at the beginning, because
no,
you don't want to injure yourself. So, you know, if you're not familiar with how to use weights and you're going to do weight training, that's an important thing to be able to get somebody to advise you on how to begin weight training. Right, Susan?
Yeah, I absolutely agree. And if you want to lose weight, always remember that muscle burns fat. It's that simple.
And number three is slow down. And we know in our Western culture, we really need to be able to do that. Susan, how do we slow down?
Well, that is easier said than done, but we can all choose to do it. Maybe you set aside 10 to 15 minutes for silence or prayer, meditation, for quietude. And during this time, you breathe slowly and deeply, and that will revitalize your body and your spirit. Most of us are going nonstop throughout the day, and I like to bookend my day first thing in the morning and before I go to bed at night with some quiet. Ralph Waldo Emerson once said, "What lies behind you and what lies in front of you pales in comparison to what lies inside you." So when you spend a little time in meditation, it puts you in touch with that never-ending fountain of peace, of love, of God that's always inside you.
And then number four, eat a colorful, fiber-rich diet. How's that help us age well?
Well, there's no doubt about it. My grandmother was right when she said to me, she always advised me to eat real food, not artificially colored and flavored junk food. Don't overeat and emphasize plants or produce. And she always said to me that a fiber-rich produce diet is the most important health care that your money can buy, because fruits and vegetable consumption correlates with reduced risk of obesity, cancer, heart disease, and diabetes, and all the fiber in these plant-based foods. And there's no fiber in animal products, but in these plant-based foods, it keeps your digestive tract humming along the way it was designed to run. And not only that, but the more fruits and vegetables you eat, especially if you can eat a lot of raw produce, it makes your skin look beautiful, it boosts your metabolism, and elevates your mood. So I think that when it comes to figuring out the best way to eat, mostly plants is a pretty safe bet.
And you know, we get a couple of other things, the hydration, but the vitamins. And in your prior show with me, we were talking about sprouting, and the vitamin content in sprouts is phenomenal, right?
It is really astonishing. And you can read about how to sprout at home in my book, Kitchen Gardening. But colorful, fresh produce is chock full of vitamins, minerals, antioxidants, and all of these neutralize the free radicals that leads to cell damage, disease states, and premature aging.
Right. Now we're going to one of my favorites, and that is five, be kind and enthusiastic. How does that help us age well?
Yes. Well, when you help other people, when you're kind to other people, it just makes you feel joyful inside. Jane Austen, one of my favorite British writers, said there is no charm equal to tenderness of heart. And I love this. And where it begins, because you want to champion high self-esteem, it begins with taking loving care of yourself. Lots of people put everyone else first, and then there's nothing left in their cup for themselves.
How true.
Go out of your way to do something nice for people. Offer hugs, Well, in this day and age, be careful who you hug. My mom always reminded me to give away at least 3 hugs a day, and let your enthusiasm shine in everything you do. Young children know how to be enthusiastic. And Emerson once said, enthusiasm is the mother of effort, and without it, nothing great was ever accomplished. The successful person has enthusiasm.
And then we go to number 6, keep your body hydrated. Why is that key? And I love that you've mentioned that sometimes we think we're hungry, but really we need to be drinking water. I know I'm not a really good water drinker. So what are some tips to help us drink water?
Let's say up until today, maybe you haven't been a good drinking water drinker, but from today on you will be.
It's a new commitment.
Yes, and the next time you think you're hungry, take a glass of water and then wait 10 minutes, because chances are you were probably thirsty. Most Americans and people in the UK, where I travel a lot, their bodies are completely dehydrated, and when you drink a lot of cola and all those soda drinks and coffee and eat a lot of chocolate, you know, that has caffeine in it, you dehydrate your body. And the proper fluid balance of water is essential to release waste products and toxins to achieve a healthy glow. 3 days after drinking more water, your skin will look better. It supports kidney, liver, brain function. So you've got to make sure you keep your body fully hydrated.
And, you know, I'm going to jump over 7 and come back to that, because number 8, detoxify the whole body year round, really kind of fits in with keeping your body hydrated and how that helps to detoxify as well, that hydration,
yes.
Right?
There's so many ways to do this, and I know our time is limited, but if you can keep your body detoxified year round, like my grandmother said, take 1 day a week, 2 to 3 days monthly, 7 to 10 days with each change of season and put yourself on a detox program. Now, year-round, I use an infrared sauna. I do molecular hydrogen tablets and inhaler. I drink a lot of purified alkaline water. I eat a lot of raw foods and also lots of greens like green juices, green smoothies, green salads, other green steamed vegetables. When you're green inside, you're clean inside. So you can find out more about this on my website. There's an antioxidant called, I don't know if you've heard of it, it's a great word to bring up at a boring party. It's called phycocyanin, and it's the blue-green color that we find in blue-green algae.
Oh, yes. I've read some articles about the blue-green algae. Right.
And so, yeah, I take a supplement called Blue Magic. I take that every single day because it's a potent free radical scavenger and a great detoxifier for the whole body. So I take about 500 milligrams of the Blue Magic phytocyanin.
Each day, every day, and that goes along with really your year round detoxification.
Exactly.
Right.
Yes. Yes.
And you can find, I want our listeners to know, they can find more information at SusanSmithJones.com and BooksToUplift.com, and you just have a wealth of information out there about all of this. So it's wonderful for our listeners to be able to access that.
Yes. And by the way, phycocyanin, you know, cyan is that teal blue-green color, right?
Uh-huh.
So phycocyanin is like this beautiful blue-green color, and you put the powder in a little bit of water, and you stir it, and it's probably one of the most beautiful colors you will ever see. So I drink that down every day.
It may become people's signature drink, right?
Yeah, yes, and I use it in recipes, too.
Oh, wonderful. Okay. Now, back to 7, get involved and volunteer. I think that just can't be emphasized enough, how much that helps people to stay young, right?
When you get involved and you volunteer, it boosts your mood. It makes you feel better. Maybe you get involved with your church or temple or your a community project or your child's school. But you can find ways to volunteer your time, maybe a food drive, maybe driving an elderly person to a doctor's appointment, maybe a single mom needs a break from being with her children. And you can find myriad ideas on how to volunteer and get involved in my books, Choose to Thrive and Be the Change.
Wonderful, because that is just an area. I think we live in a very individualistic society in the United States, and so there are a lot of people alone that need help, and families are transient, so they're living on opposite coasts and, you know, a variety of things. So if you can do that, you can even adopt a grandchild, right?
Yes, or a grandparent, and bring them over for holiday gatherings.
Right.
Yes.
Just a lot of ways to be able to share kindness and love, right?
Yes.
I like that. Now, number 8, before we run out of time, we already did with detoxify, but 9, take time to tune out and tune in to God. How do we do that, Susan?
Well, one of the best ways to start is, on occasion, let's turn off the TV and shut down the iPhone, iPad, computer, gaming system, and spend quality time talking as a family or with friends. Maybe you take one day a week to take a tech fast. Or 1 to 3 hours a day, but most people, and as you know, we've talked about this, are totally addicted to their tech devices, and studies show that in-person communication skills are suffering as a result.
Oh, I can believe that. And people say things in messages that they maybe wouldn't say in person too. So the boundaries seem to have shifted as well with the communication, you know, tech-wise versus in person, don't you think?
Absolutely. And I'll say that one of the most powerful lessons in my life that I have come to understand is the importance of simplifying outer things so that my inner life can take the driver's seat. So God can be my cornerstone. Out of clutter, we've got to find simplicity.
Yeah, and this doesn't mean sitting down at the dinner table and everyone has their phones and is being interrupted, right? This is really taking a time out from the tech, take time to tune in to God.
You should not be having tech devices at the dinner table.
I would agree. I would agree. But it's so important that God is center in our life because he's really the lifeblood of our life, right?
Oh, without a doubt. And that's why you need to connect to that heart light, that source of love and light every single day. Don't think you do it one day a month and you're set. It needs to be a quotidian ritual every day. You connect with God.
Can you tell us again the benefits of meditation? Because I don't think people generally realize what the benefits are to our health.
Yeah, meditation puts you in touch with the quietness within you, that loving presence of God, that peaceful fountain of joy that's never ending, that's always inside of you. And when we're so busy with outer activities and we don't take time to turn within, our body gets completely stressed out. And that level of cortisol, one of the stress hormones, goes up and it ages you really quickly. There have been so many, thousands of scientific studies on the benefits of meditation. In fact, I have an audio book that's called Wired to Meditate, and one's called Choose to Live Peacefully, all about meditation. And one of the studies I quote in that audio book is that people that have meditated for 1 year look and also are physiologically 12 to 15 years younger than people of the same age who have never meditated. It reverses the aging process.
It's really amazing. And I know that you have so many books and, you know, the Choose to Thrive, but, you know, also the Curative Kitchen and Lifestyle, Be the Change, Kitchen Gardening, Invest in Yourself with Exercise. Everyone can go to SusanSmithJones.com or BooksToUplift.com and ChristianLifeMatters.com and find more information on all of these topics that we're talking about.
And it's Christian Lifestyle Matters.
Oh, ChristianLifestyle.com. Yeah. Thank you for that. But let's get to the last point because we don't want to miss out. Clean out closets and simplify. Oh, my goodness. How do we begin to do that?
You know, most of us have clutter all around us. And I say to donate gently used items to your local charity. Simplify your living environment. Keep only those things in your home that have value, that make you happy, that you love, that touch your heart in a meaningful way. So maybe you make an agreement with yourself that every day for 10 to 20 minutes, you'll clean out one closet, one shelf, one cupboard, and maybe it will take you 30 days, or maybe it will take you a whole season to finish. But you will feel so good, and you want to be persistent and follow through, because every day you make progress, you feel lighter and more motivated to continue the process. You'll feel more empowered. And it is very enlightening. It's a very enlightening process to declutter your entire living space. Most people put it off for next month or next year. And I say, don't do that. It will change your life for the better and give you more confidence and happiness as you complete the process and help you feel as though you are walking on air and living with grace when you choose to live in a cluttered-free environment. That includes your garage and your car, and your office space, and your home living space.
And your basement, if you live in an area where there is a
basement.
Yeah, many times that is just...
And your attic.
Yes, exactly. And if you're elderly, it's a really wonderful way to do a reflection over your lifetime and to be able also to give things to your loved ones that you want to share with them. And that can be a way of decluttering, right?
Absolutely. And you'll find that there's so many things you keep that don't bring you joy anymore. Maybe clothing that you don't need to wear that doesn't make you feel happy when you wear a certain color, or something that maybe brought back a unhappy memory.
Sure.
It's always time to declutter.
And now we've got to close our show for today. But Susan, thank you so much for spending time with me and our listeners. And I look forward to us getting together again next month for another exciting topic.
Thank you. See you then.
All right. And thank you for listening to Here's to Your Health.
Here's to Your Health. a contemporary Catholic health program that brings you the latest in healthcare trends and breakthroughs. Join Dr. Carla Calumet every Wednesday at 9 a.m. and 9 p.m. on Iowa Catholic Radio. Live your life for God. Here's to your health.